With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Next week, Attorney General the Honorable Sam Bulgin, QC, will host this year's Overseas Territories Attorney General two-day conference. Radio KMAN's April Cummings has the details.
The conference begins on Tuesday, and attendees are expected to include all UK Overseas Territories Attorneys General, as well as representatives from the UK Foreign and Commonwealth Office, the Departments of Justice of Canada and the US, and of course host Cayman Islands. Attorney General Sam Bulgin says the conference will provide an invaluable forum for exchange of information and experience for OT's attorneys general, helping to implement and formulate action plans of legal importance to the territories. The forum also provides an annual opportunity for attendees to discuss matters of common interest and exchange views. Topics for discussion include disaster preparedness, anti-corruption and bribery, financial action task force reviews, extension of human rights and international conventions, and child safeguarding issues within each territory. Human rights topics include LGBTQ rights. April Cummings, Radio KMAN News.
Originally launched in 2018, the Central Caribbean Marine Institute is bringing back its Reefs Go Live program for a second year, starting in March, with six exciting new lessons for local students. The program, which takes local students under the water in the classroom, has been developed by CCMI's education team. Topics that will be presented in this year's broadcasts include incredible invertebrates, fish tails, fish adaptations, diving off the wall, magnificent mangroves, and fabulous food chains. All lessons are aligned with the Cayman Islands Science National Curriculum Standards, which helps teachers in knowing how participation in the program can help achieve the teaching standards as set forth by the Ministry of Education. The new broadcasts of Reefs Go Live start on March 20th with a welcome back review of Coral Reef Session. And give yourself some extra time today. The Kaboom Music Festival kicks off, and there are several road closures and diversions in the areas around the event. The speed limit has also been dropped from 40 miles per hour to only 25 along the Esterly-Tippetts Highway between the Costulus and Yacht Club roundabouts. This will be taking place through Sunday morning. In regional news, travelers eager to ditch the below-freezing temperatures that paralyzed a large part of the U.S. last month are paying more for their escape to climber climbs, according to data released this week. CNBC reports that fares to warm-weather destinations throughout Mexico and the Caribbean rose 3.3% to $473 for travel between December 1, 2018, and February 28 this year, compared with a year earlier period. More travelers are flying, too. Airlines Reporting Corporation found ticket sales rose 3.6% and that travel agencies sold 3.6 million tickets for the top 10 destinations in the Caribbean. Despite the uptick in fares this year, they're down from years prior. For example, a round-trip ticket from the U.S. to Cancun is averaging $441 this season, down from $485 during the 2016-17 winter season. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio KMAN's newsroom.
BBC News with Rosemary Crick. The Indian government says it has incontrovertible proof linking Pakistan to a suicide attack in Kashmir on Thursday that killed more than 40 members of the security forces. A senior minister in Delhi said diplomacy would be used to isolate its neighbour. Pakistan has denied involvement in the bombing. Spain is to hold an early general election in April. The Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez made the announcement after failing to get his budget through Parliament on Wednesday when separatist Catalan MPs withdrew their support. A court in Myanmar has sentenced to death two men linked to the military for the murder of Aung San Suu Kyi's legal adviser. Ko Ni, a member of the country's Muslim minority, was shot dead at Yangon Airport 2 years ago. The Chinese President Xi Jinping says talks aimed at resolving the trade war with the United States will continue next week in Washington. He made the remarks after meeting senior U.S. officials, including the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, in Beijing. An American investment banker has been detained in Russia as part of a fraud investigation. Michael Calvi of Baring Vostok Capital is a specialist in oil and gas investments. BBC News.